This is KASU and All Things Considered. I'm Michael Heblin in Little Rock. A fundraiser is set for tonight at the Arkansas Governor's Mansion featuring singer-songwriter Roseanne Cash. Money will go toward the ongoing restoration of her dad Johnny Cash's boyhood home in the East Arkansas community of Dice. Roseanne Cash joins me now. Thank you for your time.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me.
I had spoken last week with Governor Asa Hutchinson, who said he wanted to invite you to the governor's mansion to help support the project, calling it a great asset for the state. First off, what's in store for those attending this evening?
Well, I'm going to talk to them a little bit about the history of the restoration effort, which started when Arkansas State University bought my dad's boyhood home in Dice, Arkansas, in what they call the Sunken Lands of Arkansas, several years ago, and we started fundraising, and the family got involved in the restoration project. It's been really something. The house is now completely restored, as is the administration building, and we're continuing to restore the outbuildings on the farm. You know, and it's in a New Deal era Works Progress Administration colony. And there were 500 houses, and about 30 are left. And my dad's boyhood home is one of those houses.
Yeah, and he moved into the house with his family in 1935 when he was three.
3 years old, yeah.
And he had the great line in your song, the remembering five cans of paint sitting in there, and the whole family sat there and wept.
Yes, that's right. He said that his first memory was of going into this new home that really saved their lives, that the government had provided, and that there were five empty cans of paint sitting in the front room. And I put that right into a song I wrote called The Sunken Lands.
Five cans of paint in the empty fields, the dust reveals.
Well, I've been reporting on this project as it's progressed from the beginning, and I saw it in 2011, when the home was really in rough shape.
Yeah, it was almost to the ground. It was falling apart. They got it just in time, seriously.
You mentioned you normally turn down requests to take part in Johnny Cash projects.
I do.
But what was it that was different about this one?
I get a lot of projects and ideas sent to me and requests to, you know, write for this book or film or play or record, tribute, you know, endlessly. And I turned down 99% of them because they're other people's ideas of my father and what they want to do, and I'm not in that business. But when Arkansas State University came to us, to the family, and said, we want to do this, immediately I said yes. We all said yes. Because we knew it would be important to my dad. He always talked about where he grew up and was so proud of it. And he even had written a letter to my mother from the Air Force saying, every rock, every stone, every inch of dirt is important to me from that place, from Dice. And it was part of who he was. So many of the songs he wrote came from there, Pickin' Time, 5 Feet High and Rising. And we just felt that it would honor him in a way that meant something to him.
Well, it's great having you in town tonight. The fundraiser begins at 7:30 at the Arkansas Governor's Mansion.
I actually think it begins at 6:30, but I'm going to present at 7:30.
Ah, okay. Well, it's sold out, but it's great having you on here.
Michael, thanks for inviting me to speak again.
This is KASU. I'm Michael Heblin in Little Rock.